We're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JVN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technologies, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls.
This is how we do.
Come on, Ballsy.
Let's go.
It's a late night. We got to recap some B-ball, though. It's Friday night, which means it's only, well, honestly, it's almost Saturday at this point. But
yeah, it is.
We've got the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz, the latest we have ever done a scoreboard show because an absolutely insane double overtime game here on your local sports authority. Brandon Tadman just got done with an amazing call tonight as he had a Donovan County rivalry of Troy Riverside, in Donovan County at Troy. And what a game he had tonight. We're going to break down all the scores, but Boz, tonight's show is going to have to be a little bit more condensed, my friend.
Abbreviated
we've
version.
We've got to cook with some gasoline here today. So, as a result, we've got to get to our first break. We come back, we'll get you scores and a recap of the evening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Stick with us. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz here on a Friday. It's almost Saturday. We'll get you through the evening.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us. But before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Call in today and sign up so you're ready to go when next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Hello,
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My favorite segment every single week, Boz. Was your team doing the rocking, or was your team getting rocked? All right, we're back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. It's late night. We're going to burn through this one, buddy.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember starting this late? Or be, I mean, we typically will go this late.
Yeah.
But we've got a whole show to do yet.
Yeah, we've never started. This is the late, late edition.
Yeah, this is Jake and Boz after dark,
yeah.
I guess. We got to get some scores to the folks, buddy. Go ahead and give us those scores.
All right, we'll start out first on the girls' side of things. Hiawatha gets the win against Marhill Mount Academy tonight, 42-37. Frankfort defeats Manhattan Chief, 48-35. Eudora gets the win over Atchison, 55-20. St. Mary's, they defeat Jackson Heights, 46-26. Donovan West, they get the win over ACCHS, 69-33.
Your dark horse.
My dark horse.
Starting off
D West, 3-0. Let's go. Centralia. This,
what a game.
We're going to talk about this because Centralia Silver Lake matchup tonight. Centralia comes out with a 10-point win, 68-58 over Silver Lake. Big time early season matchup right there.
Yep.
Tonganoxie gets the win against JCN, 47-34. Jefferson West defeats McClouth, 43-29. Lynn, they get the win at Central Christian, 44-35. Another really close ball game tonight, another overtime game. Holton against Nemaha Central.
We were there.
In overtime, Holton gets the win, 54-51.
What a game.
It was a heck of a ball game. Fort Scott, they defeat Perry LeCompton tonight, 40-19. Valley Heights gets the win against Riley County, 64-57. Rossville, they defeat Sacred Heart, 57-50. Royal Valley, they got the win against Valley Falls, 67-35. Rock Creek, they defeated Sabetha, 48-18. Washington County gets the win against Wakefield, 54-30. Mission Valley defeated Blue Valley, Battle of the Valleys. Mission Valley gets the win, 38-34. Troy defeats Riverside, 56-21. And Clifton Clyde gets the win over Council Grove, 56-29.
Okay, that's the girls' side. Do we have any scores we still need?
One score. We need P. Ridge at Horton.
Okay. Got to have that score. I mean, good gracious. That game ended 5 hours ago, it feels like. If you've got that, give it to us on the comments section on our Facebook Live or give us a call on the Giant Communications hotline right now, 785-547-3461. Ray Penning burning the midnight oil with us. Joseph Curry down at CARE. Glad to have you back, Joseph. And, yeah, if you've got that Horton P. Ridge score, please send it our way. How about the guys' side?
Okay, on the boys' side, Hiawatha gets a big, big-time win against Morehill Mount Academy, 55-46. Frankfort defeated Manhattan Chief, 43-40. Atchison gets the win over Eudora, 47-39. St. Mary's, they get the win against Jackson Heights, 55-21. Donovan West defeats ACCHS, 69-34. Silver Lake, they defeated Centralia, 67-44. Jefferson West gets the win against McClouth, 62-49. Central Christian, they defeated Lynn, 38-32. Nemaha Central, they got the win against Holton tonight, 54-37. Riley County, they defeat Valley Heights 59-39. Sacred Heart, they got the win against Rossville 69-56. Close ball game in this one. Valley Falls at Royal Valley. Royal Valley, they come out with the win 59-58.
Wow.
It's still early in the season, but previously unbeaten Valley Falls. So big time win for Royal Valley tonight over Valley Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Rock Creek gets a 2-point win against Sabetha 43-41. Washington County defeated Wakefield 46-23. And the game we just heard, double overtime. Troy gets the win 73-63 over Riverside.
And any scores we still need from the guys' side?
We got a couple on the guys' side. We need JCN, Tonganoxie.
Come on now.
Blue Valley versus Mission Valley and P. Ridge Horton. That's all we need. It's late. We've got most all the scores we need.
We need some more.
We need a few more.
Giant Communications Hotline open for you right now. Ray Penning doing the Lord's work, working hard, trying to get scores up on the website as well as get those scores in that you send him. Joseph Curry down at Care as well, 785-547-3461, the phone number. Give us a call. Tell us the scores that you got. You got a player that you want nominated for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. You got to get that in early tonight. Listen, folks, we're off by midnight. That's the goal anyway. We'll have to see as the night progresses. But you talked about big-time matchup tonight. Battle of respectively in their respective classes. Ranked second in 3A, Silver Lake. Ranked second in 1A Division I, Centralia. That game, Crended Prophet had the call tonight on 92.1 FM. Let's go right into his recap here. You can hear what happened tonight. What a great win for Centralia. A very good Silver Lake team. Boz, if Centralia wasn't already on the map for people, this definitely put them on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Crittenden Prophet of Part 92.1 KMZA, where today I had one of the best showdowns in all of the state of Kansas, and I'll stick it to you with that one. Silver Lake, the Eagle Girls against the Centralia Panthers was one to remember, where the Centralia Panthers girls upset the Silver Lake 3A girls, a team that was ranked number two in the classification of 3A. Centralia Panthers, they're ranked number two in the class of 1A Division I, just behind Little Rock, but they pulled up an upset that ended a 28-game winning streak against Silver Lake Eagle Girls. And then the Silver Lake Boys, well, on their side of the script, they improved to 3-0 on the year with a big-time victory of 67-44. But here's the breakdown starting with that girls' game. Centralia Panthers started off hot in it, going up 19-7 at the end of the first quarter, and the first half ended 28-14. In the third quarter, Silver Lake was able to outscore Centralia 23-13. They made the game pretty close in the fourth quarter, as at one point it was 53-51, just a 2-point game. Unfortunately for the Eagles, they did get the upset as they lost 68-58, being outscored in the fourth and final quarter 17-11. Still big games though for the Silver Lake Eagles, with their freshman Karis Dieter finishing with 19 points in the game. That's her career high, as well as Kaylin Haney finishing with 19 points on the game as well. For the Centralia Panthers, the player of the game was Owen Dieters, who had her game of the year with 27 points on the game, going 9 of 10 in the fourth quarter on free throws. She had ice in her veins, and it helped her team to the win. Now going over, turning things over to the boys' game, Silver Lake, again, it was a dominant win for them, coming out of that first quarter 25-8. The half, 44-22. They did get outscored by the Centralia Panthers in the third quarter 16-10, but they swiftly replied in the fourth, outscoring 13-6 to the final score of 67-44. Big games from Dane Johnson with 24 points and 10 rebounds. He won my player of the game with the double-double there. Brody Dieter, he had an incredible game. He's the brother of the freshman who dominated in that girls' game, and he also dominated here. So it was an absolute Dieter-dominant day for the Dieter siblings. Again, the Silver Lake boys winning 67-44. They improved to 3-0 on the year, and they will face Rossville up next. Centralia Panthers facing CCHS up next. Their boys drop to 0-3. And for the Silver Lake girls, they drop to now 2-1 on the year, and will play Rossville next Tuesday. Centralia Panthers girls upset another foe again, and they improved to 3-0 on the year with their 68-58 win over the Eagles. This has been Crittenden Prophet, Park 92.1 KMZA.
All right, Crittenden, thank you very much for that. What a ball game, Boz, especially on the girls' side. I mean, that's where the hype is for that matchup between those two. Again, ranked number two in Class 3A, Silver Lake, going into Centralia, the number two ranked team in 1A Division I, And the Panthers, again, like I said before we played the recap, if you didn't have them on your radar already and on the map as one of the best teams in the state, they've got to be there now. Not only beating a really good team, but beating a bigger school, bigger classification, and a team that's coming off a state title.
Yeah, I think most people probably looked at Centralia girls after what they did last year and as young as they were and thought, man, this team has got everything they need to win a state title. And it's still early in the season, but you've got Owen Dieters on your team. I mean, fantastic player of the year caliber in the state. She's just off to a great start. But you start looking at some of the other players, Tatum Kramer, Hayden Kramer, Keelan Rempe, Isabel Haverkamp, Cora Thompson, sophomores, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp. I've talked about the bigs, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp.
Yeah.
Those two are special post players for that team. And then you've got the guard play that they've got. It's all there.
Yeah.
And that's a huge win early in the season. We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
How big are wins early before break? You know, it's not the end of the season if you lose one.
Sure.
And Silver Lake is a very good basketball team.
Right.
Coach Porter's, he's going to look at this and say, okay, here's what we need to get better at.
Right.
But that's a statement type win for Centralia. It's not just all the hype. We got it done against a really good Silver Lake team.
Absolutely. And that's, again, a team that we're excited about in the Centralia Panthers. We're excited about them last year. They're a team that is looking to, again, it's crazy when you look at basketball leagues in Northeast Kansas, Twin Valley League, good. Big East League, good. Northeast Kansas League, getting better. And when you look at those across the state, you could arguably probably say that Big East and TVL, probably two of the best leagues in the entire state, with those two kind of battling maybe for that top spot.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've said it. We're so fortunate. We go through football season, and the football's so good.
Yeah.
Get into basketball season, and it's still incredibly good basketball. The leagues we have in Northeast Kansas are fantastic.
I need to get like a siren sounder to play here because we just got some scores in.
Okay.
Update. Horton. The Fightin' Gary Sorensens, my friend.
All right, OG.
W of the year for Coach G and the Horton Lady Chargers as my dark horse pick of the year gets in the win column.
All right.
36-24 over Pleasant Ridge on the girls' side.
Nice.
And on the guys' side, Horton completes the sweep 59-44. So shout out to Coach G for sending me the girls update, and thank you South Brown County Charger Boys Basketball on the Facebook page for getting us the scores as well. So Horton with a sweep over the Rams of Pleasant Ridge tonight. And, yeah, the Fighting G's, man.
I love it.
Getting that first dub.
Just got to break the ice, get the ball rolling in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So with that update, Boz, what scores do we still need?
On the girls' side, we have everyone, so we don't need anybody there. On the boys' side, we need Tonga Noxie at JCN. And Blue Valley versus Mission Valley. Only
okay.
Two we need.
We need the Battle of the Valleys.
Battle of the Valleys.
And on the guys' side, with that Horton score coming in, we still need a couple?
Yes. On the boys' side, Blue Valley versus Mission Valley.
Okay.
And Tonganoxie at JCN. Again,
sorry.
There's an echo in here.
Yeah. It's late, Bob.
It's late.
Okay? I got up at 4:30 this morning for early morning sales in Holton, buddy. I'm burning on low.
You got a nap this afternoon, didn't
you? It's about a 45-minute nap.
That's all you need. It's power nap.
All right, we got to keep rolling here before we go too far off the rails. Another big-time score that you said was in the Big East League. It was on the Holton channel, and it was Holton and Nemaha Central, an overtime game on the girls' side of things. And on the boys' side, Coach John Thomas's team, we'll hear from Justin in a second, but with that final score, I don't want to assume too much, but sound like maybe kind of a cruise win for the Thunders. They continue to roll in their young part of the season. But Justin Fluke had the call in a split in Holton tonight in the Big East League on the Holton channel.
Nemaha Central and Holton split a twin bill on Friday night. The girls' game, pretty phenomenal and very closely contested. Neither team ever led by more than 7, and it ended up in overtime, but the Holton girls would get the victory 54-51. Holton turned it over in a tie game in the final seconds of regulation and then fouled Nemaha Central, but the Thunder missed 2 free throws with less than a second to go, and we went to OT. And in OT, a big triple by Kaya Taylor and two free throws to seal the win by Elizabeth Schuster with 6 seconds left. Give the Holton girls their first victory of the season. Holton is led by Elizabeth Schuster with 16 points. Kaya Taylor and Brooke Wilcott both finished with 11. And Laura Larrison added 8 for the 1-2 Wildcats. For Nemaus Central, they had a big night from Callie Honeyman, 18 points. And Cammie Dollinghouse had 10. It was a game filled with turnovers. Holton had 30 turnovers, got out-rebounded, but still able to get the win. Nemaus Central had 21 turnovers themselves in the loss. The Nemaus Central girls are now 0-3. In the boys' contest, Nemaus Central led from start to finish. They were up 8 at the end of a quarter, up 14 at halftime, and they win it by 17. The final boys score 54-37. Nemaus Central had 9 different guys score. The only player in double digits was Evan Oberding with 12. The Thunder also made 8 three-point baskets, improving to 3-0 on the season. Holton got 14 from Braden Peak, but they were all in the first half. Bodie Dillon scored 10 of his 12 in the third quarter, but too big of a hole for Holton to climb out of. The Wildcat boys dropped to 0-3 on the season. So Nemaus Central wins the boys game by 17. The Holton girls win a battle of 0-2 teams in overtime, 54-51. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Fluke, thank you very much for that. And that was actually one of the games that was our game of the week, was Holton and Nemaha Central girls. We actually split tonight and had Holton, Nemaha Central girls, and then Jackson Heights hosting St. Mary's boys. We'll dive in a little bit of each of these games here in just a sec. But we'll start with the Holton game, Boz. We were there for that one, and it was a tight game from the opening jump all the way through overtime in that ball game.
Yeah, you know, we talked a little bit last week. We had a caller that called us and talked about the Holton girls and the fact that they were just they're trying to figure some things out. And they've got some pieces on this team. And tonight we really saw them, all of them step up. Brooke Wilcott, Kaya Taylor, Liz Schuster, Lily Tanking, Laura Larrison. They actually had really good games. None of them really, I mean, it wasn't like somebody scored 30 points. It was all the scoring was spread out, but you know, the thing with Holton, I mean, they had 30 turnovers in the game. They got to figure that out. And they were still able to get the win against Nemaha tonight. So Holton Wildcats, that's a big-time win for them early. And then you flip the script a little bit on Nemaha's side of things. This team is going to be okay as well. It's a good basketball team. They've got some really good players. Cammie Dollinghouse, she fouled out late in the game, so they didn't have her down the stretch. Callie Honeyman,
yes,
another fantastic player.
First team all-league player.
Yeah, I mean, they've got pieces as well, but we're so early in the season, you're going to see probably some, I don't like the word sloppy basketball, but turnovers are an issue typically early in the season until teams get a little more cohesive and confident with their sets and their offense. So two good teams there duking it out tonight. Fantastic game, thriller, and overtime win for Holton.
And I want to keep it on Nemaha Central side here just for a quick second, just because you look at this Nemaha Central Thunder team, Bond, they're now sitting on the year at 0-3. But again, don't look at the record. Look at the opponent.
Yeah.
Take it on Centralia. Again, we already mentioned it, number 2 ranked in Class 1A Division 1. They also took on Hanover, who, by the way, is number 1 in 1A Division 2 earlier this week, losing that one by just 2. And now you got overtime at Holton, losing 54-51. Next up on the schedule, Valley Heights for this Thunder team. The schedule is not easy for the Nemaha Central Thunder, because that Valley Heights team is a team that has got some respect on their name as well, as they're ranked 4th in 2A right now as well. But that's a Nemaha Central team that you mentioned a couple of the key pieces in the Dollinghouse and Honeyman. But they've got some role players with the Mackey to really solidify the point guard position. And this is a team, man, they were pressing, and they've got such good length on that press. This is a team, man, again, people are going to look at that record and be like, man, they're 0-3. What's going on at Nemaha Central right now? Man, look at their schedule, and look how tight these games are for them here in the early onset of this. I know Coach Haddon Hilchin is you know, just preaching to the girls, just saying, man, we just it's similar like what we said about Horton girls a minute ago. Just got to get that first etching in the win column.
Yeah,
and it's going to come.
Oh yeah.
But again, you just look at that and think, this is going to be a team come February, come March, very battle tested. That I don't care what their record might be at that point in time.
Oh yeah,
they're a battle tested team that you're going to definitely keep your eye on. for sure. But on the Holton side of it, big props to the Holton girls team for getting that first win of the year for them in overtime fashion. Kaya Taylor, as Justin mentioned, 11 points, but a big time three in overtime with about 17 seconds to go to put the Cats up in overtime. That was just a great game to be at. And, you know, last year during basketball, I don't know if you remember this or not, when we were picking games of the week in football last year and bled into basketball, we weren't really picking very good games. We were getting there, and games were
They weren't close.
They weren't close. So it's good to see that our inkling early is pretty good.
Yeah.
Here at the beginning of the season. All right, we got to get to another timeout. We come back. We got more recaps, more scores to go over here tonight. If you have somebody for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball, make sure you put it in the chat on the Facebook feed or call on the Giant Communications hotline at 785-547-3461 is the phone number for that. Ray Penning still here with us. Joseph Curry down at CARE. But if you want to get somebody on that, make sure you give us a call. Giant Communications, most reliable internet provider in Northeast Kansas, offering you $50. Gets you 1 gigabit of upload and download speed, gifting the gift of gigs here in the month of December. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit giantcomm.net or call 362-9331.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
MCON is a full service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Happy holidays from GN Bank. Join us in Horton Tuesday, December 17th, and Hiawatha Thursday, December 19th from 9 to 2 for our annual Christmas open house. Take a minute from the hustle and bustle of the season to visit with friends and enjoy cookies and refreshments. You can also bid a farewell to Delia Oaks while visiting our Horton location. She will be retiring from GN Bank after 20 years. All are welcome. Happy holidays from GN Bank.
All right, we're back at it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Say hi, Boz.
Hey.
We've got to get you some score updates from tonight. Boz, how about those scores tonight?
All right, we're going to start out on the boys' side of things from this evening. Hiawatha defeats Mar Hill, Mount Academy 55-46. Frankfurt gets the win against Manhattan Chief 43-40. Atchison defeats Eudora 47-39. St. Mary's gets the win over Jackson Heights 55-21. Donovan West, they get the victory over ACCHS 69-34. Silver Lake, they defeated Centralia 67-44. Tonganoxie, they get the win against JCN 65-55. Jeff West, they defeat McLouth 62-49. Central Christian, they get the win over Lynn 38-32. Nemaha Central defeats Holton tonight 54-37. Riley County gets the win against Valley Heights 59-39. Sacred Heart, they defeat Rossville 69-56. Really close ball game, a 1-point win tonight for Royal Valley. They defeat Valley Falls 59-58. Rock Creek, they get the win over Sabetha 43-41. Washington County defeats Wakefield 46-23. Troy gets the win. Fantastic ball game, double overtime victory against Riverside 73-63. And Horton, they defeated Pleasant Ridge 59-44. And I keep forgetting the score. I don't know why I keep missing it. Perry LeCompton, boys, they defeat Fort Scott tonight, 73-40.
Dang. Perry LeCompton, a big-time win.
Huge win for him.
Against Fort Scott, that's a, again, you're talking about bigger schools, larger area. Big-time win there for the cause. All right, Boz. We've got Luca Chiropractic and Wellness game ball list starting to fill up a little bit. Why don't you give us – oh, wait, you saw the girls to do?
Yeah, you want me to do the girls?
This is what happens when I take my headphones off and I'm doing other things. Go ahead, give us the girl updates. Hey,
let's not forget the girl scores.
Come on
from tonight.
Jeez.
Hiawatha defeats Mart Hill Mount Academy 42-37. Frankfurt gets the win against Manhattan Chief 48-35. Eudora, they defeated Atchison 55-20. St. Mary's gets the win against Jackson Heights 46-26. Donovan West defeats ACCHS 69-33. Centralia, they get the win over Silver Lake 68-58. Tonganoxie defeats JCN 47-34. Jefferson West gets the victory over McLouth 43-29. Lynn defeated Central Christian 44-35. Holton defeats Nemaha 54-51 in overtime. Real close ball game tonight there. Fort Scott gets the win over Perry LeCompton 40-19. Valley Heights, they defeat Riley County 64-57. Rossville gets the win over Sacred Heart, 57-50. Excuse me. Royal Valley gets the win over Valley Falls, 67-35. Rock Creek defeats Sabetha, 48-18. Washington County gets the win over Wakefield, 54-30. Mission Valley defeats Blue Valley, 38-34. Troy defeats Riverside, 56-21. Horton gets the win over Pleasant Ridge, 36-24.
Fighting G's.
Yeah, that's right. And Clifton Clyde, they defeat Council Grove, 56-29.
All right, those are the girls' scores when I give Boz a chance to say them.
Yeah, those are the scores.
All right, well done, my friend. Well done. All right, we got to get to another recap here in just a moment. But we've got to go to the Giant Communications hotline because we've got, I don't know, maybe Boz, maybe this person is going to be continually calling in on the show now as long as they keep winning in these types of games. But,
okay.
We've got Megan back calling in to want to talk some Troy Riverside basketball.
All
Megan,
right.
good evening to you.
Hi, guys. It's almost good morning.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Tell us about it. We listened to it. Brandon's having on the call tonight, but seemed like one heck of a ball game tonight. You know, for Troy, I was on the girls' side, but man, that boys' contest seemed like it was just a barn burner.
I'm telling you, like these close games are for the birds, but double overtime was insane, phenomenal. The boys just showed some grit. I think we got down by 12 was our biggest deficit, and seeing them just fight and claw back was amazing. We knew that Riverside obviously was going to be a super tough battle, obviously county rivals, but now that we're in the same league, having that, it was very animated in that gym.
I can imagine.
But kudos to Riverside and them. They really played well. But our boys just were able to, you know, zone in and get the win after losing some players and stuff. But overall, I think Henry Geiger had the biggest night for sure with 24 points. But there were key moments. Wyatt Whistler on one of his layups was, you know, huge, absolutely huge. But I don't know. We're looking forward to a really solid season, but kind of nervous to see Valley on Tuesday. But I think the boys are ready and locked and loaded to go.
Well, I'll tell you that again, if you guys continue to have games like this, I mean, I don't know what who your doctor is or anything, but blood pressure medication might need to be a must.
I'm telling you, it's going to need to be prescribed soon. But no, having Brandon there tonight too on the radio for us was awesome. And like I said, we always the guys, but that's what I know for our game tonight.
I love it. Well, I Baza, you got anything you wanted to ask Megan about the contest?
Keep calling. I love it.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, well, we might get lucky if we keep winning.
I'm just going to say that we have another friend in Donovan County that continued to call in, and her team kept winning. So I'm just saying that sometimes maybe there is some juju behind it. I don't know.
Knock on wood, it might be a lucky
All right, Megan, well, we appreciate you calling in on the Giant Communications Hotline. I'm glad you had a fun night tonight, and your team got the win. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thanks. You too, guys. Bye.
All right. Megan calling in, talking from the Troy perspective. But yeah. That's one thing, I love about our listeners, too. She mentioned it's a Donovan County rivalry. Now it's a league rivalry.
Yeah.
And instantly it was like, man, you know, kudos to Riverside. You know, again, I love the friendly side of it, I guess, of bitter rivals, man.
That's it. I mean, there are – you look around.
I mean, I can't stand KU when we talk about that rivalry, but at least there's some respect from Megan.
Yeah,
Riverside.
She's nicer than you.
She is.
Yeah, no, it is a cool deal. Because the thing is, Northeast Kansas, we've got so many towns close together, and there are some big-time rivalries. And behind the scenes, I'm sure there's probably some banter going back and forth. But at the end of the day, that was just a fabulous basketball game.
Yeah.
Two teams just flat getting after it. And, you know, the thing is with Troy, they were down in that game. She mentioned it, down 12 at one point in the second half. I mean, came back from that deficit, and then, you know, listening to Brandon's call, it was just kind of helter-skelter there for a little while, just layups.
I almost felt bad for him. I mean, that boy sounded like he was struggling to try and keep up because the action was happening so quick.
Yeah, there was a couple times he's like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
But just a heck of a ball game. I'd have loved to have been in that gym.
Good stuff as always. Appreciate you calling in again, Megan. If you want to be part of the show, feel free. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Giant Communications, proud hotline provider. Online at giantcomm.net. If you want to get a $50 monthly charge for a gigabit of internet, it's super cheap, super reliable, fast internet. Go to giantcomm.net and ask for the gift of a gig from Giant Communications. We'll have that recap from Brandon Tabbitt at some point throughout tonight. I still don't see it yet, but hopefully we can get to that here in just a little bit, Boz. But talked about Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. We got a decent list started so far, do we not?
We do. We've got, on the boys' side of things, we've got four nominees. Love to have some more, so call in and give us some. From Silver Lake, Dane Johnson. Big night, double-double for that young man. 24 points, 10 rebounds. Also from Silver Lake, Brody Dieter, 20 points on the night. From Riverside, Isaac Chenoweth, another double-double, 24 points, 12 rebounds. That was just a heck of a ball game. On the flip side of that, from Troy, Henry Geiger, another double-double, 24 points, 13 boards. Young man also was 8 of 9 from the foul line. On the girls' side of things, Owen Dieters from Centralia. I just feel like we're going to have her on here quite a bit.
For sure.
It seems like she just... consistent performer, had a big-time night tonight, 27 points. She was 9 of 10 from the free-throw line in the fourth quarter in that ball game. Also from Centralia, Tava Gibbs. She had 9 points, but cleaned up the glass well tonight, had 13 rebounds on the night. From Troy, Harper Wettstein, another young lady that's going to be on this list a lot. Big-time game, 32 points, 6 rebounds. Her scoring average this season is, what would you say? I'm not 100% sure, but 25,
I would say,
26?
I'd say north of that even. I bet she's averaging 28 points a game right now.
Yeah.
32? Ray Penning, gosh dang, God love that man.
On the spot.
32 points a game. That's insane.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Really good.
Yep.
All state.
Yep. Another really good performance tonight from Holton, Kaya Taylor. She had 11 points on the night, but had a massive three-pointer late in that ball game in overtime. So good game from Kaya Taylor tonight from Holton.
KT two spot.
That's right.
Coming up big for the Wildcats in that one. As it stands right now, if you did not hear somebody that you want on there, make sure you give us a call or put it on our Facebook Live feed online. Facebook page is Kansaland Radio, KNZA, KMZA. We are live right now right there. Or give us a call, 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline is open for you right now. All right, we're going to step aside. We'll come back. We'll have another recap from Rock Creek, Sabetha. From Logan Bitterman on the Sabetha channel, as well as the recap from Brandon from the game. We were talking about Troy and Riverside tonight, an amazing battle in the Northeast Kansas League. We'll have that all coming up here in just a few minutes. We step aside. We'll come back. More basketball here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. 11:38 on a Friday. Where else would you rather be than here?
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
In Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a... McFlurry or an ice cream cone or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a quarter pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us. But before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Call in today and sign up so you're ready to go when next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're playing basketball
all around the world. To the beach, y'all.
They're playing basketball
all around the world. Y'all know this is so
gay.
They're playing basketball, Boz.
Yeah, we are.
A little bow wow. And if that doesn't get you jiving at 11:43 at night, I don't know what will. Playing basketball tonight on a Friday night is the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're glad you're joining with us still. I get it. It's late. We're gonna wrap this thing up here shortly, but we got to get you some scores. We got a couple recaps yet to get to. We got a Luca Chiropractic and Wellness game ball to give away. Big time basketball matchups tonight, Boz. Give us those scores, my friend.
All right, on the girls' side this time. First, Hiawatha gets the win over Marhill Mount Academy, 42-37. Frankfort defeats Manhattan Chief, 48-35. Eudora gets the win against Atchison, 55-20. St. Mary's defeats Jackson Heights, 46-26. D-West gets the win over ACCHS, 69-33. Centralia, they defeat Silver Lake, 68-58. Tonganoxie gets the win against JCN, 47-34. Jefferson West, they defeat McClouth, 43-29. Lynn gets the win at Central Christian, 44-35. Holton defeats Nemaha Central in overtime tonight, 54-51. Fort Scott, they get the win over Perry LeCompton, 40-19. Valley Heights, they defeat Riley County, 64-57. Rossville, victorious over Sacred Heart, 57-50. Royal Valley, they get the win against Valley Falls, 67-35. Rock Creek, they defeat Sabetha, 48-18. Washington County, they get the win against Wakefield, 54-30. Mission Valley defeats Blue Valley, 38-34. Troy, they get the win over Riverside, 56-51. Horton comes out on top of Pleasant Ridge tonight, 36-24. Clifton Clyde, they get the win against Council Grove, 56-29. Those are the girls' scores. Now on the boys' side of things, Hiawatha defeats Marhill Mount Academy, 55-46. Frankfort gets the win over Manhattan Chief, 43-40. Atchison defeats Eudora, 47-39. St. Mary's, they get the win against Jackson Heights, 55-21. Donovan West victorious against ACCHS, 69-34. Silver Lake defeats Centralia, 67-44. Tonganoxie gets the win against JCN, 65-55. Jefferson West, they defeat McClouth, 62-49. Central Christian gets the win against Lynn, 38-32. Nemaha Central defeated Holton tonight, 54-37. Perry LeCompton gets their first win of the season, 73-40 over Fort Scott. Riley County defeats Valley Heights, 59-39. Sacred Heart gets the win over Rossville, 69-56. A one-point win for Royal Valley tonight over Valley Falls, 59-58. Rock Creek, they get the win against Sabetha, 43-41. Washita County defeats Wakefield, 46-23. Troy, victorious over Riverside, 73-63. And Horton gets the win against Pleasant Ridge, 59-44.
Those are your scores for tonight. Do we have any missing yet?
The only score we're missing is on the boys' side, Blue Valley versus Mission Valley.
We need that Valley.
We got the girls' Valley score. We need the boys'
Valley. We need the Battle of the Valley on the guys' side. Yep. Okay. So those are your scores for tonight. One of the scores Boz just mentioned. You heard it right here on 103.9 FM and also simulcasted on the 92.1 because of the late start that it got and the late finish in that one. Double overtime. Man, B-Tad had one of the best calls maybe he's ever had because he had an exciting game between Riverside and Troy, a battle of Donovan County.
It was a wild end here in Troy tonight on KNZA. Went into the wee hours of the night, about 11 o'clock before we wrap things up, and that's because the boys' game went into not just one, but two overtimes. Plus, we had a late start, so just a wild night in general as the Trojans able to sweep the Riverside Cyclones on their home floor here on this Friday night. Starting with the girls' game, absolute dominant performance once again. Sensational performance by the 5'8 junior Troy Trojan Harper Wettstein. Had 29 in her first game against Hiawatha, 35 earlier this week against Jackson Heights. She plays just three quarters tonight, drops 32, had 17 in the first quarter, hit three threes, was 7-10 from the line, six rebounds as well. She has been a dominant force, and again, playing only three quarters, 32 points tonight. Trojans roll Riverside, 56-21. The game was not close, as it was 26-8 at the end of the first quarter, and Troy would just continue to roll the rest of the way, again, behind the sensational performance from Harper Wettstein. Again, 32 points and 6 rebounds. Now we got to get to the boys' game. It was just a wild game, to say the least. It went into double overtime, but the Trojans, after being down by 12 points going into the fourth quarter, they come back and force overtime and ultimately win it into overtime, 73-63, as they stay undefeated at 3-0 on the season. Each team had three players foul out. There was a ton of free throws in this game. Both teams had their opportunities to win. You feel like times down the stretch, Riverside certainly had chances where they let things slip away. They controlled the pace for three quarters. But from the fourth quarter on, Trojans had the control, had the crowd, had the momentum. 16-4 their advantage in the fourth to force overtime, tied at 52. And then it was 61-61 going into the second overtime. Wyatt Whistler, a reserve off the bench for Troy, hit a bucket with about 5 seconds to go in overtime. It appeared to be the winner, but no. It was Isaac Chenoweth who had a monster night for Riverside, who scored on a left-wing jump shot, which tied the game, sent it to that second overtime. It unraveled for Riverside from there in that second overtime. A lot of turnovers. Trojans finally able to hit some free throws and pull away 73-63 in double overtime. And the Trojans led by 23 points, 13 rebounds from Henry Geiger. Troy, again, three players fouled out, including Logan Blevins, who had 16 points and three rebounds. Chenoweth, who had the big bucket to force the second overtime, 24 points and 12 rebounds for the Riverside boys. So the Trojans sweep in two completely different fashions. Up next for both, Riverside, they'll be at Pleasant Ridge on Tuesday. Troy, they will be at Valley Falls. A wild night here in Troy. I'm Brandon Tabman for the High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, B-Tab, what a crazy game. I mean, you can tell how late he was there. You could hear him sweeping up, Boz.
Yeah,
they were trying to kick B-Tab out of there, man. What a great night tonight of basketball. Great finish in that one. You heard that again on 92.1. You did hear it on 92.1, but it was on 103.9 KNZA. All right, on the Sabetha channel tonight, Logan Bitterman had Rock Creek and Sabetha, and a matchup of non-league opponents here tonight. Logan, what happened this evening?
Well, it's the third non-league matchup this season for the Blue Jays of Sabetha. Tonight they would match up against 4A Rock Creek. The Mustangs would roll into town to take on the Blue Jays here this evening. We would kick things off with the girls' game, and at halftime, the Lady Mustangs would be up 31-3 on the Lady Blue Jays, and at the final buzzer, it's 48-18. Lady Mustangs get the 30-point win here this evening over Sabetha. The Lady Mustangs were led in scoring by Brenna Zeiler, excuse me. She had 12 points in the win, and then also Ellie Prather and Kylie Frazee also both chipped in 10 points as well. The Rock Creek Lady Mustangs had 17 turnovers as a team, hit 4 3-pointers on the night, and went 6 of 10 from the free throw line. Sabetha, the Lady Jays, on the other hand, they were led in scoring by Sophia Haverkamp. The sophomore chipped in 6 points here in the loss. Audrey Herman had 5, and Paxton Michael, the other sophomore, had 4 for the Blue Jays. The Sabetha Lady Jays as a team had 20 turnovers here this evening, hit 1 3-pointer, and went 3 of 9 at the free throw line here tonight. The boys' game would be to follow, and after a masterful Burlington Championship game last season between these two, we would get this matchup here tonight in a non-league match between the boys of Rock Creek, the Mustangs, and the Blue Jays of Sabetha in the boys' game here tonight. Sabetha would find themselves down 24-14 at the halftime break, but when the final buzzer sounded, it was only a 2-point win for the Mustangs off a wide-open layup by Gavin Rosa here tonight to get the 43-41 win and the sweep for the Mustangs here this evening. The Rock Creek boys were led in scoring by senior Coley Burgess. He had 28 points last year against Sabetha in the Burlington Championship. Tonight, just 15 here in the win. Riker Zeller had 12, and Peter Martini chipped in 9 points as well. Rock Creek as a team had 9 turnovers in the boys' game, 4 3-pointers made, and went 3 of 6 at the line. Sabetha, on the other hand, Kyler Winger had 11 and led the way for the Blue Jays in scoring. And then LT Thomas and Mitchell Kramer and Brody Dieters, all three chipped in 8 points apiece as well. Sabetha as a team had 17 turnovers in the game, made 5 3-pointers, all coming in the second half, and went 2 of 4 at the free throw line here tonight. Tonight was a clean sweep for the Mustangs. The Sabetha Lady Jays go to 0-3. The Sabetha boys go to 1-2 overall this season. Both Sabetha teams will be on the road next Tuesday night for a matchup with the Redhawks of Hiawatha over in the Roundhouse next Tuesday night on the Hiawatha and Sabetha channels as well. But for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that recap. Got to get to our final break. When we come back, we'll give away our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Night. We'll also talk a little bit of details. Benedictine, the Ravens, big-time ball game for them tomorrow in the postseason. Yeah, football still going on here around the area. So you know what? Might as well get up and jump, stretch your legs. We got a little bit of time left here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the Pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The Pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lucker from Lucker Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely. They'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Dorsey, thank you. As always, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. One final time with Jake and Boz here tonight. We're getting close to midnight, which means that it's almost December the 14th, which means Benedictine Raven football is about to be on the air in about 12 hours from now. We've got a couple things to get wrapped up here for this edition of the show. We'll be back at it next week for the final show of 2024 next Friday night. We won't have another show until the 10th of January. Boss, we get 2 weeks off.
What?
This is nuts.
That feels
weird. We haven't had a Friday night off since before August 30th.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I mean, kind of self-inflicted, but,
yeah,
you know, I'm looking forward to that.
Nice little break.
A little bit of a break. So next week will be the last one heading into the Christmas break for all the schools. So we've got our Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball to give away here in just a moment. But before we do that, Boz, we got BC, again, we're going to skip our typical collegiate conversation and stuff like that. You know, bowl season's coming up, but we'll talk about that next week when we got more time.
Yeah.
This week, Benedictine, the Ravens, playing tomorrow against Kaiser, the top-ranked team in the FCS in the semifinal matchup between these two. They've never played each other before. Let me rephrase that. It is first-time opponent. I'm sorry. First time they've ever faced off against each other, but Kaiser, the defending champions from a season ago. This is at Kaiser in Florida tomorrow.
Well, it's nothing new for Benedictine. I mean, they've been on the road through the playoffs here. They've had big time wins. It's just another step for them. It's going to be a really tough game. I mean, you're taking on the defending national champion, so big time matchup for them. But BC's playing really good right now. Really good. Their defense is, you know, that early in the season we kind of talked about that. Can their defense slow people down? They're proving to do that. So. Big game.
Quarterback Jackson Dooley is ranked fourth in the NAIA rankings, averaging 300 passing yards a game, and he also has 38 touchdowns on the season. It's also a program record for BC. And another record for BC is Dooley throwing for 3,900 yards. 3,959 yards this year.
That's a little bit.
That's quite a few for Dooley. And so Tom Couts will be on the call. Man, I'll tell you what, if you didn't listen to Tom Couts' call last week, you've got to make sure you're listening to tomorrow because he was in the coach's box in Indiana, and you could hear the coaches clapping when there was big stops and big plays made. And the excitement level of Tom Couts never gets old, my friend. And so this is the Seahawks against the Ravens tomorrow. Again, pregame at 11:30 on 93.7 FM KAIR. You can use it, stream it on the MSC Radio app. You can also go to mscsports.net, click Listen Live, and select KAIR 93.7 to listen to the game. Pregame at 11:30, kickoff scheduled for noon. Number 9, Benedictine on the road at number 1, Kaiser University. BC, this is, again, the semifinal matchup. So, winner of this, man, get yourself to that title game against either Grandview or Morningside, who BC is familiar with.
Yes, both. Absolutely.
So, big-time matchup tomorrow. Again, make sure you're listening. That will be at 11:30 on 93.7 KAIR. Last order of business for us to do tonight, Boz, before we sign off for the morning now, as it's Eclipse 12:01. We were
the
trying,
late edition.
Man. I was trying to get us out of here by midnight, but it just doesn't work out.
No.
So I guess we can be the first ones to say good morning to
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Anybody that's still listening, good morning.
Anybody and everybody is still hanging on with us. We got our Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball to give away. But we've got nominees, my friend. What are those nominees?
Nominees on the girls' side, Owen Dieters from Centralia, Tava Gibbs from Centralia, Harper Wettstein from Troy, and Kaya Taylor from Holton. On the boys' side, from Silver Lake, Dane Johnson. Also from Silver Lake, Brody Dieter. From Riverside, Isaac Chenoweth and Henry Geiger from Troy.
Okay, so those are our nominees. And are you already feeling
I'm good.
What?
I'm good.
You're ready.
I know I'm ready.
It's 12:02 a.m. Boz is ready. All right, Boz, who we got?
Hey, it's always tough, but on the girls' side, I am going with Owen Dieters tonight. 27 points, 9 of 10 free throws in the fourth quarter in a big-time statement win over Silver Lake tonight. On the boys' side, I'm going to go. You can't not give this guy some love. Double overtime win for his team tonight. Henry Geiger, 24 points, 13 boards, 8 of 9 from the foul line.
So you got Owen Dieters from Centralia, and you got Henry Geiger from Troy. Those are your Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha players of the night. They get game balls here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Boz, that'll do it for us, my friend.
All right.
We're going to hit the road. Good morning to you. Thanks for tuning in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We'll talk to you again next week.